Test 73, Section 3, Question 16. And here we've got another most supported. It says stress is a common cause of high blood pressure. By calming their minds and thereby reducing stress, some people can lower their blood pressure. Calm your minds, reduce stress, lower blood pressure. And most people can calm their minds in turn by engaging in exercise. So this really seems to point to the idea that exercise could help some people lower their blood pressure. For at least some people, having lower blood pressure has at least some tendency to cause their stress level to be reduced. We don't know that lower blood pressure reduces stress, but lower stress reduces blood pressure, it seems. Most people with high blood pressure can lower their blood pressure by reducing their stress levels. The thing is, we don't have evidence that most people can do that. We just know some people can do that. Then most people who do not exercise have higher stress as a result. We don't know that most people who don't have higher stress as a result. We just know that some people can calm their minds. Engaging in exercise can directly lower one's blood pressure. Now this one's pretty good because can just needs one example to prove it. So it's really weak, so I like that. So then for at least some people, engaging in exercise can cause their stress levels to be reduced. Now this one is pretty good too. Now when we look at this, D says engaging in exercise can directly lower one's blood pressure. And we don't really have any evidence of that from the passage because we don't know that it directly does it. We know that exercise can calm minds. Calming minds can reduce stress, and reducing stress might lower blood pressure. So it's not direct. And so E is going to be our best answer. There are some people, and that's a good weak beginning. Engaging in exercise can cause their stress to be reduced because we know it can calm their minds. And for some people, calming minds reduces stress. So therefore, E is going to be our best answer.